The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Let's talk about influencer marketing in Singapore. Now, are you someone who pays attention to the posts by influencers producing products, promoting products, you know, the Kardashians and whoever else is out there talking about certain things? Well, research shows that the global influencer marketing market should grow from about $5.5 billion this month to over $22 billion in 2024. But not everything paints a rosy picture, because some say that influencer marketing suffers from ineffective measurement, fake followers, fraud, that kind of thing that can happen. How has influencer marketing evolved here in Singapore? And is it sustainable for businesses to use influencer marketing? Well, to tell us more, we have Chloe Lim, who is the Business Affairs and Legal Director for Gush Cloud Entertainment Group, and Grace Yeo, who is an account manager at Nufnang. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Yeah, you feeling good?
Yes. Oh, it's really early.
Yeah, I know. It's really early. There's no coffee, and it's really cold in the studio. But anyway, other than that, let's see if we can shed some light on the influencer movement. Chloe, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What kind of define what an influencer is in terms of how businesses would use one?
Sure. I think there are many ways to define an influencer, but for the sake of discussion, I think we can define it as someone with a social media following and someone with thought leadership in their respective areas. And usually influencers have typically like more than normal following the normal person.
Is there a general number that you would, let's say, have to have on Twitter, Instagram, something like that?
So, I mean, it really ranges. We call them micro-influencers all the way to macro, and then we have the celebrity influencers. Like what you said, Kim Kardashian, all of them would be considered celebrities. Yeah. So micro, I mean, in the context of Singapore, maybe it can be as low as 1,000, actually.
Could somebody be an influencer without really even realizing that they are capitalizing on it? Let's say a business executive who, you know, like a Richard Branson type person. Now, he probably understands he's an influencer, but, you know, some people have big followings and have thought leadership, but maybe don't leverage it in a commercial sense. Do we see that often?
Definitely. So I think that in terms of those people who just are living their life and have aspirational lives, people will just naturally follow them, and they're not trying to like gain a social media following, but it's just because of what they do or what they stand for, and then they'll just naturally have that traction amongst their audience. So they're not trying to be an influencer per se in terms of monetizing that career, but they're just being who they are, and then because of that, they have a following.
Right. In studio with Chloe Lim, the Business Affairs and Legal Director for Gush Cloud Entertainment Group, and Grace Yeo, Account Manager at Nufnang. Grace, tell us a little bit about how Nufnang fits into the influencer scene. What do you guys do?
Okay, so I think basically for Nufnang as well as Gush Cloud, we are quite the pioneer in the business, because we started quite a number of years ago. So what we usually do is to help brands further their influencer marketing, their social media reach via influencers. So we have to really find or look for influencers that resonates with the brand directions.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you kind of plot out the strategy for how they're going to become an influencer and then how they're going to reach those audiences.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, good. We can't ignore the National Day speech, that the rally speech that the Prime Minister just gave. And let's talk just for a moment about what kind of influencers might be involved in the messages that the PM had for Singapore. Chloe, what do you think about that? What could be the main areas where influencers could have influence?
Definitely. So actually in Singapore, we do work a lot with the government, and influencers are key in terms of helping propagate certain messages. In terms of the National Day rally speech yesterday, what I saw that could be relevant was the topic of climate change. A lot of influencers that I work with are passionate about this cause as well. And in terms of CSR, Gush Cloud does help build YouTube channels for celebrities with this.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from your side, Grace, what do you see? What could be the possible influencer strategies around the National Day speech?
Okay, for this, right, actually I would think that for the parenting sector of influencer, they're quite a big group currently in Singapore, and they can actually like educate their followers as well as like fellow moms and dads. And then as long as like the message passes down, and I guess they can actually have a movement on their own when they talk about like climate change or like any important messages that they want to actually reach out to.
Yeah. If we broaden this discussion out away from National Day per se, looking at the general business landscape in Singapore, what sectors do you see could use influencer marketing the most, or who is it currently attractive to in businesses in Singapore?
For Falcon is actually mainly, I would say, beauty and FMCG products. Mm-hmm. But actually, you'll be quite surprised that a lot of businesses, they actually can use influencer marketing, but they have to know whether it's the right fit for them.
How about from your side, Chloe?
Yeah, I would say when we look at influencer marketing, there are generally two types of influencers. One is the very mass lifestyle, just generally big following, and the others are thought leaders in their specific areas. When we're talking about the very general mass, very typical kind of influencers, mm-hmm. Grace is right in the sense that it's all FMCG products, very top-of-mind stuff that we're using influencers for.
Hotels and restaurants and things like that.
Yeah, so it's all those kinds of things. But when we're talking about maybe more technical things like the finance industry or the tech industry, there are thought leaders in their own right, like what we mentioned before about people who are just experts.
If someone's at the beginning of this influencer journey as a corporate, what kind of questions should they ask about if it's right for them or which direction they should go with influencer marketing? What do you propose from your side, Grace?
Okay, we will think that they actually need to know like their goals in terms of short-term or long-term, and they have to know if like their media directions is actually aligned with using influencer marketing, because it might not be necessarily the best option.
Okay.
Yes, and I think the brand have to have like social media presence as well, so they can actually gauge whether like this influencer actually fits in with your brand's target audience.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, imagine if you reach out to an influencer that doesn't like align with your target market, so it's actually not really suitable.
Of course, we know that, like you said, FMCG brands use influencer marketing. What about services? You know, there's a lot of services in Singapore, professional services and otherwise. Could they use influencers as well, Chloe?
Definitely. So we do campaigns for banks. I think that's quite common in this industry. So it really depends on like what kind of influencers you're using. If you're using people who are more skilled in their specific fields, we do have like professional influencers. But
but
generally they use influencer marketing as like their side job. That kind of thing.
Okay.
So it supplements their main income.
Is that different in Singapore versus elsewhere? In North America, I think there seem to be more professional influencers, people that are actually doing it for a living. Is that not catching on as a career choice in Singapore just yet? Is the market too small?
I don't think the market's too small, but I think that sometimes in Singapore, we're at the stage where sometimes influencers are not taken as seriously. Mm. I work a lot in Jakarta as well, but in Jakarta, like the status of an influencer and a celebrity is actually the same.
Yeah.
But in Singapore, we realize that maybe traditional actors or entertainers are maybe perceived as like better than digital influencers.
Yeah.
So we're still at that stage in the market in Singapore.
What do influencers get paid to be influential? What does that look like? I mean, I'm sure there's quite a range, but what could somebody make doing a high-profile product or opening of a restaurant or something?
Right. It just depends on the deliverables of the whole campaign. So it can range from like if it's just one post to maybe like a one-year ambassadorship.
Mm.
So naturally, the costings will range on how much they have to do in terms of the work and also how big they are as an influencer, like in terms of their following or reputation or their branding.
Yeah. And would it only be postings or would it be public appearances or would it just depend?
Oh, it really depends. So it can range from postings, meet and greets. I can like radio interviews as well. You know, they can come on here as well.
You are not being paid for this.
I am not. So yeah, it really ranges.
So, okay. If we were to just, let's throw a ballpark thing. Somebody posts six times on their Instagram account and does one or two meet and greets for a new restaurant or a new club that's opening. What are they going to get paid for that? What could they get paid for that? What do you think, Chloe? Grace, take a guess. Or just ballpark it.
For six postings and assuming they're like maybe a mid-tier.
Yeah.
Probably
about 4K
around 4K.
Oh, wow, that's really cheap.
Onwards. Onwards.
All right. Well, I'm not trying to put you guys on the spot. I'm just trying to get an idea, like get my head around what the market looks like. So so maybe 4K, 6K, 8K, something like that?
I was expecting more, actually. For six postings and an appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think.
10?
Yeah.
We're looking at 10,000, Sing? Maybe?
Maybe GashTop's expensive.
I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to get an idea what the market looks like.
For a mid-tier, maybe 20 to 30, I think.
Is that right?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's quite...
All right. So that's a good day's work, right?
Yeah.
You know, for a few posts and showing up for some cocktails, right? Okay, good. Well, thanks. Didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I think it is helpful to understand what kind of numbers we're talking about here. Now, if businesses want to, you know, put a budget together, you just mentioned, you know, some general numbers in one particular scenario, but what do you recommend for them to start thinking about in terms of how much overall they might need to spend for influencer marketing, and we would assume that they're going to get some return on that investment.
I would say actually for a normal campaign, if a business just wants to like test out the market, probably about 5,000 to 7,000 would be good for you to just test out for one or two campaigns. And maybe in this campaign, there's only like about like 1 to 2 influencers with a couple of postings, like let's say normal tier to mid tier. But if let's say you're talking about micro influencers, and then for small businesses, they can actually get them from 2K onwards because they're smaller and their reach are not as huge, but they are also quite influential in their own way because they leverage on like their own like word of mouth among themselves as a small community.
Well, it's all about targeting, right? I mean, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a million viewers or readers or whatever, but it's about getting there to the right people.
Yes.
Right?
And I think I would also encourage businesses to take a look at how influencers can incorporate into their grander strategy. You don't want to have like influencers doing their own thing and then the marketing, the overall marketing strategy doing another thing. So I think in terms of like syncing up those two and making sure that those two teams are working together, that would be really important.
Yeah. And then how do you track, and we're in the studio with Chloe Lim from Gush Cloud Entertainment and Grace Yeo, the account manager of Nufnang, talking about social influencers. How do you track if it's worked? How do you track? I mean, do you just look at the number of eyeballs that, you know, look at a post that they've done? Or how does the client know if they're monetizing this?
So there are many like metrics of success. So we typically look at maybe like watch time, views, likes, comments. But I think the general, in the industry, the general metric of like whether a campaign is successful or not is around 10% of the following being engaged.
Oh, 10%?
Yeah, okay. Around there. That would be a successful campaign,
well, that's
in
good.
My opinion.
Okay. Grace Yeo, let's give you the last question. How long should a campaign last?
How long should a campaign last?
I mean, is there any kind of general like, oh, yeah, we should probably do 6 months or 3 months? Or is there any kind of idea, given that products and are different? But
yes. Okay. Actually, for me, I would encourage my clients to actually have like at least 2 to 3 months because we do not really like want a one-off campaign. And then like you can see this influencer posting brands and products from like different competitors. Mm. So perhaps for the longevity sake of the branding as well. So I think a good timeline would be 2 to 3 months at least. So in this way, the influencers can have like a couple of posting and they can have this brand recall for their followers.
Awesome. Thanks to Chloe Lim, Business Affairs and Legal Director for Gush Cloud Entertainment, and Grace Yeo, Account Manager for Nufnang, on our social media influencers talk this morning. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.